Joshua chapter 19. Simeon was the second tribe chosen to receive land, and the region for its clans was inside Judah's borders. In one region of Simeon's tribal land, there were the following 13 towns with their surrounding villages: Beersheba, Shema, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bela, Ezem, El Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sheruhen. In another region, Simeon had the following four towns with their surrounding villages: Enrimmon, Tekan, Ether, and Ashan. Simeon's land also included all the other towns and villages as far south as Baalath Beer, which is also called Ramah of the South. Simeon's tribal land was actually inside Judah's territory. Judah had received too much land for the number of people in its tribe, so part of Judah's land was given to Simeon. Zebulun was the third tribe chosen to receive land. The southern border for its clans started in the west at the edge of the gorge near Jokneam. It went east to the edge of the land that belongs to the town of Dabesheth, and continued on to Marilah and Sered. It took in the land that belongs to Kisloth Tabor, then ended at Dabereth. The eastern border went up to Japhiah and continued north to Gath-Hepher, Eth-Kazin, and Ramona, where it curved toward Neah and became the northern border. Then it curved south around Anathon and went as far west as Iftahel Valley. Zebulun had 12 towns with their surrounding villages. Some of these were Kadath, Nahalal, Shimron, Jerilah, and Bethlehem. This is the tribal land, and these are the towns and villages of the Zebulun clans. Issachar was the fourth tribe chosen to receive land. The northern border for its clans went from Mount Tabor east to the Jordan River. Their land included the following 16 towns with their surrounding villages: Jezreel, Kesuloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Debirath, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, Bethpazes, Tabor, Shehazuma, and Beth Shemesh. Asher was the fifth tribe chosen to receive land, and the region for its clans included the following towns: Helkath, Halai, Beton, Akshaph, Elamelech, Amad, and Mishal. Asher's southern border ran from the Mediterranean Sea southeast along the Shihor-Libnath River at the foot of Mount Carmel, then east to Beth Dagon. On the southeast, Asher shared a border with Zebulun along the Iftahel Valley. On the eastern side, their border ran north to Beth Emek, went east of Cable, and then on to Na'il, Abdon, Rehob, Hammon, Cana, and as far north as the city of Sidon. Then it turned west to become the northern border and went to Ramah and the fortress city of Tyre. Near Tyre, it turned toward Hosa and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. Asher had a total of 22 towns with their surrounding villages, including Mahalab, Akzib, Akko, Aphek, and Rehob. Naphtali was the sixth tribe chosen to receive land. The southern border for its clan started in the west, where the tribal lands of Asher and Zebulun meet near Hukuk. From that point it ran east and southeast along the border with Zebulun as far as Asnath Tabor. From there, the border went east to Heleph, Adami Nekeb, Jabneel, then to the town called Oak and Zaananim, and Lakum. The southern border ended at the Jordan River at the edge of the town named Jehuda. Naphtali shared a border with Asher on the west. The Naphtali clans received this region as their tribal land, and it included 19 towns with their surrounding villages. The following towns had walls around them: Zidim, Zur, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, Enhazer, Iron, Migdalel, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. Dan was the seventh tribe chosen to receive land, and the region for its clans included the following towns: Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir Shemesh, Sheol Laban, Ajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Azor, Beniberek, Gathrimmon, Majarkon, and Rakan. Dan's tribal land went almost as far as Joppa. Its clans received this land and these towns with their surrounding villages. Later, when enemies forced them to leave their tribal land, they went to the town of Leshem. They attacked the town, captured it, and killed the people who lived there. Then they settled there themselves and renamed the town Dan after their ancestor. The Israelites were still gathered in Shiloh in front of the sacred tent when Eleazar the priest, Joshua, and the family leaders of Israel finished giving out the land to the tribes. The Lord had told the people to give Joshua whatever town he wanted. So Joshua chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim, and the people gave it to him. Joshua went to Timnath-Serah, rebuilt it, and lived there.